Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem.
The light at the end of the tunnel will soon be upon us. Let us rush forward, hastening to embrace Christ, the light of the world.
Presents for Christmas is a four-week journey into the heart of Christmas. The following talk was given at one of the four Wednesdays by retired Erie Bishop Donald Troutman. For more information, please join us in this journey at presentsforchristmas.com. That's presentsforchristmas.com, sponsored by Image Trinity.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, celebrating Advent is like walking through a long tunnel. Even at the beginning of our Advent journey, we could see the light at the end, but it seemed so distant. As we approach the end, the light becomes brighter. Finally, at the end of the tunnel, we will step out into the brightness of Christmas Day, and we will see new life which Christ brings us, and we will encounter Christ, the light of the world. As we approach the fourth Sunday of Advent, we are so close to the end, and the light is brighter than ever, and we can even glimpse the coming of the Lord. The gospel of the fourth Sunday of Advent describes the scene of the visitation. Mary, pregnant with the Lord, goes to assist Elizabeth, pregnant with John the Baptist. John meets Jesus. The Old Testament meets the New Testament. John the Baptizer is the culmination, the high point, the final representative of the Old Testament. And he closes one period of history and opens the door to another. After the scene of the visitation, St. Luke never records a meeting of John and Jesus. Even at the baptism of Jesus, St. Luke is careful not to mention John by name. Luke simply says Jesus was baptized. Luke puts the focus on the Son of God and stresses the great significance of Jesus. Let us focus on the scene of the visitation. Recall that the angel Gabriel announced to Mary, a young Jewish girl, that she was to be the mother of the promised Messiah. Gabriel also told Mary that her cousin Elizabeth was with child. Mary, pregnant with Jesus, goes to help her older cousin, pregnant with John the Baptist. Mary was not self-centered, not concerned about her own welfare, but goes to help another pregnant woman. Mary was the first social worker, one who reached out to help. She thinks of others. She doesn't think about herself. Even though she is the mother of the Messiah, she thinks of someone else. She thinks about a person who is older, in need, and travels a good distance over difficult roads to help. She stayed with Elizabeth 3 months, doing chores and household tasks, assisting her. What a model of humility and love and service. Here is the mother of the Messiah caring for an older person in need. Mary seeks no attention for herself, but waits on another. Our Advent scripture readings are intended to catechize us in the way that God prepared his people for the coming of his Son. And sometimes that preparation appears to be for nothing. At times, the light at the end of the tunnel was so dim. During the wilderness experience, Moses was ready at times to call the whole thing off. Israel forgot about the light at the tunnel's end. Israel forgot about God's promise of salvation. The Israelites only wanted to go back to the flesh pots of Egypt. Slavery in Egypt seemed to them better than the desert experience. The purpose of the journey seemed forgotten. People were ready to abandon everything because of the stress of the journey. But God had made a promise about a Messiah, and that promise would be fulfilled. In the books of Samuel, we hear about David, the shepherd boy. We hear about his adultery, his murder of Uriah, his problem with his own families. Should God have said, enough, I raised you up out of the shepherd's field, I made you king of the nation, but look what you've done, adultery, murder. Should I have said, enough, I'm canceling my plan of reconciliation. But God's promise still stands. God remains faithful to his word. In all that terrible darkness, there is still that light at the end. The scripture readings of Advent assure us that the promise made 1,000 years earlier would be fulfilled. We too, like the people of the Old Testament, can become discouraged, disillusioned during our journey. At times, the light at the end of the tunnel seems so far away. We have often preferred to stay in the darkness of the tunnel rather than seek the light at the end. We prefer to go backwards rather than push forward. But Christmas is a happy reminder that in spite of our sins, in spite of our mistakes, our problems, our ugliness, God has not left us alone. God takes the initiative and comes to us. That's the good news of this season. God brings us salvation and everlasting peace. Are we prepared spiritually for the coming of Christ? Are our hearts open to him? The theme of Advent is conversion, repentance, make straight the way of the Lord. There is still time for us to have a change of heart. We can still turn away from the old ways. We can turn away from the darkness of sin and hasten toward the refreshing light that the Lord brings. We know the enormity of sin, but God's forgiveness is still greater. Scripture says, where sin has abounded, grace does more abound. This Christmas, we need to mend a quarrel. We need to seek out a forgotten friend, share some treasure, keep a promise, forgo a grudge, Forgive an enemy. Apologize if you're wrong. Try to understand. Think first of someone else. It is time to express gratitude. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it still once again. Seek the light at the end of the tunnel. This coming Sunday, all four candles of the Advent wreath will be lit. The four candles symbolize the approach of Christ, the light of the world. He comes as our Savior to rescue us from the darkness of sin. As the light of the world, he shows us the way to eternal happiness. Is there some darkness in us? Are we saddened by sickness or sorrow or worries or loss of loved ones? Do we see darkness in our world, not just in Newtown, Connecticut, but also in Erie, Pennsylvania? Do we see people ignoring the light of Christ? Christmas reminds us that Christ is the true light of our world, and that light will shine forever. Jesus came in the darkness of a Bethlehem night, and he rose in the brightness of an Easter morning. Christ the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never, never overcome him. Christmas is a joyful reminder that the light of Christ is brighter than all the darkness, brighter than the darkness of Nazi concentration camps, brighter than the darkness of torturing and killing Sudanese, brighter than the darkness of abortion, brighter than the darkness of world wars, brighter than the darkness of killing Archbishop Romero, brighter than the darkness of killing children in an elementary school. The Church of Christ has known darkness from its first days, from the days of martyr Saint Stephen to the present moment. And Saint John tells us the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We have reason to have confidence and rejoice in the presence of our Lord. Everywhere you look this Christmas, you see bright colored lights. On every street, you see outdoor lights, house after house draped in shining lights, Christmas decorations glowing in the dark, windows and doors and porches all decked out with flickering lights, crushes and Christmas trees and wreaths, Christmas decorations inside and out, beaming with sparkling lights, lights everywhere. Why all these lights? What prompts people to decorate and light up their homes? On the surface, people would answer, it's the season of joy and love and gift-giving and friendship shared. But below the surface, there's a deeper reason, a more profound reason. All those bright, shining lights recall that Jesus the Savior came into a darkened world, and he came as the light of the world. He is the laser beam that pierces the darkness and shows us the way to holiness and happiness. Why does he come? Scripture tells us God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. God loved the world so much God sent his only Son to rescue us, to save us. Sin had plunged the world into darkness. People could not see. They lost their way. But then, in the silence of a Bethlehem night, Jesus came as the light of our world. He was like a laser beam that pierced straight through the darkened world into the hearts of people. And his rays of love and new life spread throughout the world and down through the centuries. We profess in our creed that Jesus is God from God, light from light. He is the way, the truth, and the life. At times, we have turned Jesus, the light of the world, on and off. And yet darkness does not overcome him. We have tried to extinguish that light. We tried on Calvary to destroy it. And our sins brought about the crucifixion of Jesus. But the light did not go out. On Easter morning, that light shined brighter than ever. And 21 centuries later, the light continues to shine in the darkness, continues to show us the way. Born in the darkness of a Bethlehem night, Jesus comes as our Savior. His death and resurrection brings us a radiant new day. Perhaps there is some darkness in our life this Christmas. Loneliness, unemployment, sickness, divorce, alcoholism, breakup of the family and friendship. We may be surrounded by different kinds of darkness, both personal and global. The darkness of a world haunted by threats of terrorism, the darkness of a raging war in the Near East, and there is a growing darkness of secularism in the West and a rampant religious fanaticism in the East, and darkness in Newtown, Connecticut. And so we pray, Christ, light our darkness, scatter our darkness, show us the way to a new day. If we embrace Christ present in the scriptures and the sacraments, and if we come faithfully to his church, he will take away our darkness. We need to hear the words of scripture over and over again. God so loved the world that God gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have everlasting life. Christmas is the joyful reminder that in spite of our unfaithfulness, in spite of all the darkness in our lives, in spite of the trials and tragedies in our midst, God has not left us alone. God has not abandoned us. A Savior has been born for us, and that Savior dwells in the tabernacles of our churches until the end of time. He is present to us in the scriptures, in the sacraments, in one another. The risen Jesus, Savior of the world, is in our midst, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. This Christmas, there is no one without a gift. Did not the angel tell the shepherds, a Savior has been born for you? We are all recipients of this divine gift. We all receive the perfect gift, Jesus the Savior, the greatest gift ever given. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it. Christmas is the assurance of God's love for us. Sin and sinful habits can be strong, but God's love is stronger. Sadness and sorrow can consume our strength, but God's love is stronger. Trials and tragedies can sap our spirits, but God's love is stronger. Terrorists and mentally ill people can attack and cause fear, but God's love is stronger. Hatred and hostility can be strong, but God's love and mercy are stronger. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it. Rejoice and give thanks. Soon it will be Christmas, the birth of Christ, the light of our world. Francis of Assisi put it this way: where there is hatred, put love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is darkness, light. The light at the end of the tunnel will soon be upon us. Let us rush forward, hastening to embrace Christ, the light of the world.
Presents for Christmas is a four-week journey into the heart of Christmas. For more information, please join us in this journey at presentsforchristmas.com. That's presentsforchristmas.com, sponsored by Image Trinity.